আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি ওয়া কাফা ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমা কাসীরা কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দু, ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম, বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম। يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again we have gathered here for the taking of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we all know as Zikrullah. But I have mentioned many times that Zikrullah is not only Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The fulfillment of every hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Zikrullah. Remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is in reality the fulfillment of every hukam of Allah Ta'ala. These tasbihats, they are termed as Zikr because they are a reminder of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala also refers to it as Zikr. Otherwise a bayan is also Zikrullah. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif is also Zikrullah. So many things are Zikrullah. So Zikrullah has got a sifat. When a person makes Zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance, then the rust that is on the spiritual heart is removed and a light begins to shine in that heart. It makes it easy for that person then to accept every hukam of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is positive or negative zikr. It makes it easy for him to undertake. Positive meaning namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. And negative meaning the giving up of everything that is haram, forbidden, not permissible. Recently I was driving some other brother's car and not knowing exactly how to demist the windscreen. There was a danger of causing an accident. It was my duty to have first found out properly how to demist the windscreen. But by not finding out properly, when there was a problem, it was here in Durban, then it became difficult. And then just taking a chance with all the different buttons, somehow it got demisted. So we'll say that the person found the road by chance. He was not rightly guided. When a person is rightly guided, there's itminan. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh was traveling in a train from Delhi to Lucknow. A passenger got on the train, or it was from Meerut to Lucknow. When the passenger got on the train, a suited, booted person, gentleman, so he asked, "Where are you going?" So Hazrat said that, "I am going to Lucknow." He asked him, "Where are you going?" So he says, "I am going to Delhi." Now Delhi was on the other end and Lucknow was on the northern end. So he said, "Whatever it is, but this train is not going to Delhi. You are sitting in the wrong train." So he says, the restlessness that I saw on that person's face after that he was so restless, yet it was not such a dangerous thing that had happened. At the most, he would have been delayed by a few hours. He could have just traveled and the next station got off and take another train back to Delhi. But he was restless because he was in the wrong train. And he says that I had to travel a longer distance, which was Lucknow, but I was at ease. He had to travel a shorter distance, which was Delhi, just about an hour's journey from there. But he was restless. And yet I had to travel 8 or 10 hours and I was at ease. So although I was far away from my destination, but I was at ease. And although this person was very near to his destination, but yet he was restless. Why? Because he was not rightly guided. He was not in the right coach. He was not in the right track. So from this we understand what hidayat is. That if a person gets a shaykh kamil and he takes him on the right route, then even though the destination may seem far, but because he is on the right track and he's given his hands into the right hands. So then mujhe sahla ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiraagh raah ke jal gaye. Why? Because he's now rightly guided. So not knowing exactly which buttons to press to demist, it was causing panic that it could end up with an accident because I couldn't see. Allah Ta'ala, out of his fazl, made it easy that pressing the wrong button, the right thing happened. So there is a, in Hidayatul Salikin, which is a compilation of some of the things that are said in the majlises by one of my students, this is also one of the things that is mentioned there, that we have to demist our hearts. If the person does not demist that windscreen, he is traveling, then the faster he travels, the more dangerous it is, and there is a possibility that he could even lose his life in an accident. What number were? 415-101. Whoever's car is that, please remove it. Somebody wants to come out. So when the windscreen is not demisted, then the person can cause accidents. He can take somebody else's life too, and his own life can go too, because he has not demisted that windscreen. In the same way, if we do not demist the darkness of those sins which has fallen on our hearts, pride, anger, malice, greed, jealousy, envy, all the evils which has enveloped our hearts, which has misted our hearts. Now if we are not going to remove that, then we are going to cause accidents. We are going to harm some individual. We are going to harm a society. We are going to cause harm to our wives. We are going to cause accident with our children. We are going to cause accident with our neighbors. There's going to be accidents with our customers and clients. Why? Because this heart is not demisted. There's plenty of darkness in there. It is covered up. Just like that car's windscreen is covered and he hasn't demisted it, is going to cause accidents. So now how are we going to demist our hearts? For demisting of that windscreen, we've got chemicals and we've got different things. Now here these hearts will be demisted when we are going to make zikrullah, when we are going to remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. And it is not going to be just zikr on the lips, but it's going to be zikr with the heart. Then the hearts will also get demisted. That rust will be removed. Then the Quranic verses after that will make this person reach his destination. Then the hadiths after the demisting this heart, it will make this person reach his destination. Then the nasihats of the akabir, of the mashayikh, of the awliya, of the arifin, of the ahle ilm, of the ahle taqwa, then we will listen to just one or two and we will find that we will be reaching our destination. Why? Because these hearts have been demisted, they have been cleaned. And if we are not going to clean and purify these hearts, then we will listen to verses and verses of the Quran Sharif. In fact, the person will read from one end to the other. In Arabia, they understand Arabic. Don't they understand Arabic? Every verse of the Quran Sharif they read, they are understanding what the meaning is. How many ayats of the Quran Sharif are coming on Wada and Waid? How many ayats of the Quran Sharif on Jannat and Jahannam? And if we don't understand, then translations are given. Every bayan we hear the translation of those ayat. Then why is it that we listen to so much of verses and yet nothing happens? We listen to so many hadiths, but at the end of the day we are still in square one, because we have not demisted these hearts. So even if the person stays in a khanqah, the person goes out in jamaat, or the person goes to a darul uloom, or the person stays, sits in a masjid, or he sits in a haqq halqa of zikr, whatever it is, but if he does not make an effort to purify this heart, then all these things will not have the impact that it should be having. Why is it that the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, just an ayat of the Quran Sharif, and it should have such an impact that we cannot even imagine what was in those ayats? And there are so many of us also who have learned the meanings of surahs, from Wadduha to An-Nas. In the madrasas they teach, in the schools they teach now. Why is it that after reading the Surah Takasur and reading Surah Zilzal, no shake-up comes in our hearts? And in fact, we still go and commit those same sins. In fact, we increase in those sins. What is the reason? So these majlises, this is what it is intended, not for an increase in our education and knowledge. It is intended for sincere tawbah, deep-hearted tawbah, a tawbah which makes us, which takes us flying from the farsh to the arsh. After that, again, as human beings, there may be some slip, some error. We don't say the person will remain a waliullah, or he can still stay waliullah in accidental sin and make plenty of tawbah and remain there. But at least the person will intend to give it up altogether. It's not a question of just going on and on and on until death takes the person away. And then, as Hazrat Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Maulana Shah Akhtar Sahib has mentioned that incident in Karachi, a true incident. He says that this person used to interfere with girls all the time. That was his habit. Elderly person, but a habit which had been formed, that it was not leaving him. His dying day came, then they said that now make tawbah. So he was on his hospital bed. Every other word was coming out of his mouth. Call the doctor, bring this medicine, what is happening, what does the chart read. But they tell him, make tawbah. He says, I just can't utter that word tawbah. The tawfiq of tawbah was taken away. So we must not play with this tawfiq which is given. It is a mehman that comes into our heart. The tawfiq of tawbah is a mehman, it's a guest that comes into the heart, and we must make use of the opportunity and make that tawbah same times there and then. Otherwise this guest will leave and sometimes will never return. This guest will then leave because it will be disappointed. It was not entertained. There was no hospitality shown to it. So then the tawfiq of tawbah will be taken away. Then we'll find the whole world turning against us. We'll say everybody turning against us. My family is against me. My society is against me. The whole ummah is against me. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dosta badla. Mizaje aqriba badli. Nigahe dosta badli. Mizaje اقربا بدلی نگاہ دوستا بدلا نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. Everybody will then turn away from us. So this is the purpose of this zikr majlises that we have, that makes sincere tawbah. Alhamdulillah, many brothers have made tawbah, they have seen the benefits of it. But the danger is our environment. That the moment the person goes out, again there's attraction from all sides, come towards me, come towards me. Sins are inviting so strongly. The newspapers, the magazines, the television, the streets, the bazaars, everywhere there's an invitation to sin, invitation to sin. Now what does this person do? What he must do is have faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala, make dua himself, make istighfar, make tawbah, ask people to make dua for him and make an effort, and ask Allah Ta'ala for help and assistance. Inshallah, in the worst of environments, he can still be waliullah. All these people that are waliullahs, they're not living in some other kind of environment. We can't say that there's no waliullahs in our society or in our country or in our city or in our town. So are they living in some other world? They're living in the same world. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. زمانہ ہم کو بدل سکے یہ زمانے میں دم نہیں زمانہ ہم سے ہے ہم زمانے سے نہیں. So we will change that environment. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of remembering him in abundance, and give us the tawfiq of purifying our hearts, demisting our hearts of envy, jealousy, malice, greed. Have a heart that is of the awliya-i siddiqeen, hearts of those who have a large purified heart, the hearts which are filled with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of zuhad, with the noor of ibadat. And I've repeatedly said that you will never ever find your life boring. It's just the whispering of shaitan and a deception that if you are going to be in the company of the ahlullah and the pious and the righteous one, it'll be such a boring life. There'll be no joke, no laughter, no entertainment, no pleasure. What are we going to do? It'll be like Qabristan. No, the bayans are something else. In a Jummah bayan, there will be a different mood. When you're giving majlis of zikr, there will be a different mood. When making dua, we will be crying. And afterwards, there will be a difference. Then we will be enjoying the beauty of the trees, of the jungles, of the forests, of the ocean, and having halal and permissible entertainment, joke, laughter within the limits and parameters of Sharia. What a wonderful life. But there will be such enjoyment, sukoon and peace in the hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll start our majlis from next week, not this Monday, the following Monday, inshallah. But Hazrat will be leaving most probably by Tuesday, Wednesday, then we'll start. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi keh raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Kasb mein duniya hi keh raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawayi. Kasb mein duniya hi keh raha main, deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawayi. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह पंजा गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह सुन मेरे नाले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह अपना बना ले ऐ मेरे अल्लाह शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. दीदाए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सब से हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। दीदाए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सब से हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। दीदाए दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सब से हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालू कल्ब में मिसले नक्शे हजर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालू कल्ब में मिसले नक्शे हजर में। भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं भुलाना खुद भी अगर मैं। भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं भुलाना खुद भी अगर मैं। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम व सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। अपना मुझे मजज़ूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में। अपना मुझे मजज़ूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में। तेरी मोहब्बत हो रगों पे में, जान में तन में दिल में जिगर में। अपना मुझे मजज़ूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में। तेरी मोहब्बत हो रगों पे में, जान में तन में दिल में जिगर में। शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, सूद ज़ियां में नफ़ो ज़रर में। शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, सूद ज़ियां में नफ़ो ज़रर में। फ़र्क न देखूं शाह गदा में, दुर्र सदफ में लालो गोहर में। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम व सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह।
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أقرب الأقربين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او بھائی بلاون اللہ او بھائی رحیم اللہ او بھائی کریم اللہ او بھائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او بھائی کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او بھائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس یا اللہ وی آر کنفیسنگ بیفور یو وی آر دا موسٹ سنفل سروینٹس آن دا سرفیس آف دا ارتھ او اللہ دیر از نو سن دیٹ وی ہیو لیفٹ انڈن اے میرے پیارے خدا وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ اوور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو فور وی ہیو ہرڈ فرام یور بلاوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ دی موسٹ ڈیئر اینڈ بلاوڈ تھنگ ٹو یو از دا فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو ود ریپینٹنس او اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو ود ریپینٹنس وی آر اشیمڈ آف دا سنز دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ان اور لائفز فرام دا ٹائم وی بیکیم آف ایج اپ ٹل ناؤ او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ We use the eyes which was such a great gift of yours for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, we used our tongues for your disobedience. We used our ears for your disobedience. We used our hands and feet for your disobedience. We used our heart and mind for your disobedience. We used our wealth for your disobedience. We used our time in your disobedience. Oh Allah, we used our homes for your disobedience. Oh Allah, you provided the food which gave us energy in our bodies and we used that energy for disobedience. Hai mere Allah, teri hi ne'mat kha kha kar teri hi nafarmani hum karte rahe. Hum kitne namak haram hai, hum kitne mujrim hai, hum kitne khatakar hai. How sinful, oh Allah, we are that we used all your ne'mats for your disobedience. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. For there is no other door for us besides your door. Oh Allah, there is no other door that we can tap besides your door. There is no other home in which we can go and beg besides your home. Oh my Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh my Allah, if you turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, then you tell us who is there for us besides you. Ay Allah, tere siwa hamara koi hai hi nahi. बस तू ही हमारा सहारा है, बस एक तू ही हमारा है। अगर तूने निगाहे रहमत फेर ली तो मेरे खुदा तू बता के फिर हम गंदे जाए कहा। ओ माय अल्लाह, वेयर डू वी डर्टी filthy hearted ones go if you have to turn away your nigahe rahmat. Ey mere pyare Allah, the sahaba-e kiram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, Allah, even if the whole world turned against them, they were not worried and concerned. Their only concern was that you should not turn against them. Ey mere pyare Allah, today we are worried about the pleasure of the whole world. The only one whose pleasure we are unconcerned about is your pleasure, oh my Allah. Mere Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Hey Allah, how could you not have seen our movements? You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation upon us. You could have disgraced us there and then. Oh my Allah, how loving you are. Hey mere Allah, how caring you are that you did not seize us there and then. In the ummats of the past, oh my beloved Allah, when just a few people committed such major sins as we commit today, whole ummats were destroyed. Ay mere pyare Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ay mere pyare Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all our sins. Oh Allah, we do not wish to go back to those sins that we have committed. Ay mere Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything is ours. The kingdoms will be ours. Our homes will be ours. Our businesses will be ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our wives will be ours. Oh my Allah, for the wives, their husbands will be theirs. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Allah, agar ek tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Aur agar tu nahi mera to kuch bhi nahi mera. Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites and munafiqs on the surface of this earth? Ay Allah, when will we become yours? Oh my beloved Allah, time is running out. Oh Allah, the past is past, we cannot bring back even a second. The present as we speak is gone to the past, and the future we do not know, my Allah. Therefore Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ay Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat, O Allah, with zuhud, with taqwa, with qanaat, with shukr. Ey mere Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, O my Allah, that not for a single moment can nafs and shaitan distance us from you. O Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us with barakat in our rizq, barakat in our homes, barakat in our children, barakat in our health, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every ni'mat of yours that you bless us with. Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qadar of these ni'mats. Ay Allah, all over the world the enemies of Islam have ganged up against the Muslim Ummah. Mere Allah, they are bombarding, they are throwing missiles. Oh Allah, they are using their helicopters, their bombers, and every kind of equipment to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, the Muslim Ummah has become completely paralyzed. Ay Allah, their conscience does not seem to be stirred. Ay Allah, in spite of what is happening in the world, but we cannot seem to make sincere tawbah from all the sins that we are committing. Ay mere pyare Allah, ab to tu hamari madad farma, hamari nusrat farma. Oh Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ay Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Ay Allah, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Allah Masjid Aqsa ki tu hifazat farma. Oh Allah, those who have lost their lives, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, little children have become orphans. Oh Allah, the innocent have gone. So many weak, feeble, innocent men, women and children have gone. Ay mere pyare Allah, either give hidayat to these zalimeen, or if not, oh Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. Cause the plains to crash in the mountains, O Allah. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans, O Allah. Create such division and disunity amongst their ranks that, O my beloved Allah, their coalitions and alliances become completely shattered. Ay Allah, shake them up like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu Badr ka khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu Uhud ka khuda hai. Ay Allah, jo khuda khandak mein tha, wohi tu aaj bhi hai. Ay Allah, jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha, aaj tu wohi khuda hai. Ay Allah, hum kamzor ho gaye, tu to kamzor nahi hua. Mere Allah, tu hamari madad farma, nusrat farma. Ay Allah, South Africa ke halat bhi badal de. Change the conditions of adversity to conditions of prosperity and happiness. Oh Allah, bless us with good health. Oh Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us good health. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a blessing. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, give us the rahmat of good health, the rahmat of wealth, the rahmat of strength. Ay Allah, wa mashayikh also who are sick and ailing, give them complete cure. Ay Allah, unko sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasi farma. Ay Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties. Oh Allah, so many in the ummah are in financial problems. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful halal and remove the financial difficulties. So many haven't got children, oh Allah, and they are longing for children, bless them with pious children. And so many have got children, but their children have become rebellious. Their children have gone on to drugs and drink and wine and women. Ay Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes for the parents. Ay mere fiyare Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his life he made duas for us. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, let our death be a death of barakat. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in zina. Zina, whether it is of the eyes, of the ears, of the hands, or feet, or zina in reality, oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in the cursed action of zina. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in some fraudulent dealings. We do not know when the angel of death will strike his sword on our necks. Oh my beloved Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment because of us to Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Mubarak Deen, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ay Allah, tabligh o dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, jo teri tarah mein bhatak rahe hai aur qurbaniya pesh kar rahe hai, unko qubool farma. Khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, hamare mashayikh ki aah o fugha ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, unki ummat ke liye rone ko aur ummat ke liye mehnat ko qubool farma. Allah, accept the madaris, the darul uloom, the masajid. Allah, protect the haramain sharifain. Allah, protect masjid aqsa. Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, especially in hajjatul wida with his 124,000 shining stars. Allah, how much of tears he shed on that occasion. Allah, mere pyare nabi ne us mauke par hajre aswad ko choom karke jo maanga tha, rukne yamani choo karke jo maanga tha, Mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga tha, hatib ke andar namazein padh kar jo maanga tha, ae Allah, multazam se how chimat karke ro ro ke jo maanga tha, how long he attached himself at the multazam, his beard became wet with his tears. Ae Allah, at muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made for us, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made in Mina, the duas that he made in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ah, mere Allah, that masoom, sinless Nabi, How much he cried for us. Allah, the du'as that he made in Arafat and Muzdalifa, all the du'as that he made in his entire life for us, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, jab hamare marne ka waqt aaye, to madina tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Let our death be a death of shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, by Allah. Haveri Allah, let us be at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah on our lips. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Allah, marte waqt, agar maut wa Madina Tayyiba mein muqaddar nahi, then wherever it may be, let it be a death of Niman. Allah, a death that you are pleased with us. اے اللہ کچھ اس وقت ایسی تجلی تا اپنی دکھلا دے کہ ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. Oh Allah, at the time of my death, Oh Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our souls come dancing towards you, Oh Allah. It does not stay attached to the material things of this world. اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمیں دین بھی دے اور دنیا بھی دے. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of آخرت. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, many parents are concerned about their young daughters and sons who are not finding marriage partners. Allah, bless all of them with good, righteous marriage partners who will be a protection for their deen and iman. And those who are married, give them happiness in their marriage. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.